top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, March 24th, 2023. I'm your presenter, Felix Involvement, in the headlines.
Top of the hour news.
Academic School of Learning won Duasco's Water Week debating competition against the Dominica State College and also captured the best speaker on Thursday at the UWE Auditorium.
Station Q95D.
National Statistical Office representative of CARICOM member states convened in Barbados this week to discuss a project for regional advancement of statistics in the Caribbean. And an Indian lower court on Thursday sentenced opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to 2 years in prison on defamation charges stemming from his 2019 speech where he referred to thieves as having the surname Moody. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. First up in the news this morning. On Thursday at the UWE Auditorium, the Academic School of Learning proposing team went up against the Dominica State College opposing team in debating the topic Duasco should become a private entity as part of the company's observance of World Water Day 2023 and their annual Water Week. The Chantal LeBlanc of the Academic School of Learning captured the award for Best Speaker.
So, we'll start with the winning team. But when I call the winning team, then obviously we only have two teams, so the other team will know that they're in the second position. So the judges, starting with the best speaker, more drama. Okay, so the best speaker here this morning, the judges have decided that the best speaker for this morning's debate is Nishante. The judges have also decided here this morning that the winning team is on the proposing team. First time debating in the Duasco Water Week. Our winners here this morning. We want to thank the Dominica State College for all this time. Congratulate again the Academic School of Learning.
And that was Public Relations Officer Duasco Kimani Sejan. Last week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres named the seven young climate leaders who will comprise his new Youth Advisor Group on Climate Change. And he urged young people throughout the world to step up the pressure, recognizing their critical role in keeping the world's climate objectives alive. The news comes as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change gathers in Switzerland to compile its major synthesis report, the first since the 2015 Paris Agreement. The study is anticipated to reveal that the world is well off track in its climate efforts, but that deep and rapid emission cuts in all sectors can still keep global warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius. He stated that climate change is the fight of our lives, and young people have been on the front line leading the charge for climate justice, and the unwavering conviction of young people is critical to keeping climate goals within reach, breaking the world's addiction to fossil fuels, and delivering climate justice. The Dominica Youth Business Trust joins the Barbados Youth Business Trust in recognizing the work of recipients of the Social Enterprise Incubator. The initiative aims to achieve social change in Barbados, Dominica, and St. Lucia. DYBT went through a series of workshops to build and validate a business plan for their startup concept. The program is designed and delivered in partnership by this Youth Business Trust with support from German Impact Accelerator Program Impact Collective. The program team combines years of experience in social enterprise development, launch, and operations. Dominica has seen initiatives from different participants, including Christiana Paul, co-founder of We Planet, says its ultimate desire is to create a community that sees the beauty in taking part in eco-friendly activities and are conscious about how their actions affect the environment.
Mr. Paris. Since taking part in Part 1, we have Christiana Paul of We Planet, who was able to finalize her business plan, register as a non-profit, and launch her social enterprise. And even further, she was able to take part in the OECS Island Ideas competition and emerge winner. Most recently, Ms. Paul was selected as a finalist for the prestigious Commonwealth Youth Awards for Excellence in Development Work. From Cohort 2, we see social entrepreneurs Mrs. Joy Wati, Kyra Daly, and Romero Paris add value to their enterprises. Mrs. Wati, a seamstress and fashion designer by trade, employs marginalized youth and single mothers in her business to teach them a trade. In addition, she gives back to her community by providing school uniforms to a family in need. Mrs. Daly, with her printing shop, Hades Printing, located in St. Joseph, offers after-school care to underprivileged youth in her community. Her ultimate goal is to see the school dropout rate decrease in her community.
The Social Enterprise Incubator Program has been designed to address several regional gaps in social enterprise development. These gaps are reflected in the Incubator Program priorities and also reflect the priorities of the founders and donors making the program possible. If your enterprise concept doesn't reflect these priorities, you're still encouraged to apply, with the understanding that preference will be given to those that do.
Mr. Paris. Since taking part in the incubator training, he was able to structure his business and set his social goals and objectives. Mr. Paris has been able to secure contracts for his lawn maintenance services and soon hopes to start his social mission of developing Kalinago youth. Gathered with us here today, we have Cohort 3. Cohort 3 saw 10 out of 11 accepted trainees complete the social enterprise training in entirety. Further, trainees were tasked to complete and present either a business plan or implementation plan to access grants under the SEI.
DYBT Social Enterprise Administration, Iman Gibbons. The Pays Dominica Yachting Festival was officially launched on March 9, 2023 at the Purple Turtle Beach Club in Portsmouth. A partnership between the Portsmouth Association of Yacht Services and the Ministry of Tourism and Discover Dominica Authority. The festival aims to increase visitor arrivals, builds on Dominica's competitive advantage as a yachting industry, and generate revenue from Pays and Northern stakeholders. From March 19th to 26, 2023, the inaugural festival will follow the theme Celebrating Yachties in Our Communities by attracting and enticing yachties through tours, beach activities, entertainment, community service, and local culinary arts. The Pays Dominica Yachting Festival should significantly enhance what was traditionally the annual Yachty Appreciation Week, a week-long program of events implemented in 2016 to show appreciation to the yachties who frequently visit Dominica. Over 17 yachties participated in last year's Yachty Appreciation Week, with activities such as the planting of 120 trees at the Point Road Bridge and the farm-to-table experience, which was rated the best experience by many yachties. The minister commended Pays for their diligence, commitment, and perseverance over a number of years to build this sector in Dominica. She applauded the commendable efforts of the yachting sector stakeholders and extended gratitude, success, and best wishes to the organizers, yachties, participants, and all involved, and who have consolidated their energies towards this festival. Honorable Dennis Charles, the Minister for Tourism, stated, and I quote, "We look forward to a spectacular week of events, to name a few, the Northern Treasuries Tours, Rosa Valley Adventure Tour, the Open Class Yacht Race, and the Seafood Lime in Tuckery during March 19th, 23. We invite everyone in the yachting community to come to Dominica. We can't wait to host you," close quote. Of course, you can read more at www.q95da.com. Also in the local news, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre highlights that those in the political directorate attempting to hoodwink Dominicans about electoral reform. He went on to say that they have symbolically restrained Sudanis Baron's knowledge and expertise in trying to guarantee that no recommendation he makes will endanger their unbreakable hold on the election system. Andre contends that the more they do so, the more deeply the nation gets mired in the muck.
To come up with a patchwork of proposed reforms that would cement their hold in power and lay the foundation for their stranglehold over the reins of power. Some of their disciples have symbolically handcuffed the expertise of Sue Byron and worked to ensure that whatever proposal he makes concerning electoral reforms would not threaten in any way, in any shape, in any form, their impregnable grip on the electoral process in Dominica. The more they do, Dominica is sinking into a deeper, muddy grave than the Morocco Hotel at the Cabres.
He noted that concerns over the presence of the Mayansin building in Roseau and evidence that raises the possibility that Dominicans conspired to abduct Mehul Choksi, among other problematic areas of concern, which all indicate how the island nation is being reduced to a lifeless mass. He spoke of a voice shouting, "Who speaks for me?" from a suppressed version of Dominica, asking who is rushing to its rescue.
Disclosures about Jumbi money from a dubious bank in Dominica loaned to Donald Trump. A sinister structure in Roseau whose owner nobody sees or nobody knows. Evidence that Dominicans may have been involved in a conspiracy to kidnap Mehul Choksi and send him back to India. The French warning Dominica about human trafficking. All collectively show that Dominica is being smothered into a lifeless lump, while the old historic village of Wesley is being laid to rest. And as all this unravels, a voice raises out of the subdued form of Dominica, from its head, located at the Cabrits, to its feet, located at Scott's head. And the voice cries, "Who speaks for me? Who is coming to my rescue?"
And that was Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. According to the World Food Program, about 420 million children worldwide get school meals, which is about 30 million higher than in 2020. According to the State of Schools Feeding Program Worldwide study, governments increasingly understand the benefit of these projects in the midst of the present global food crisis, which many families struggling to put food on the table. School lunches are a key safety net for disadvantaged children and households at a time when 345 million people, including 153 million children and young people, are suffering crisis levels of hunger. Carmen Bobano, World Food Program's head of school-based programs, stated that as the global grapples with a worldwide food crisis that threatens to deprive millions of children of their future, school meals play an important role. In many of the countries that they work, a child's school supper may be their only meal for the day. The World Food Program said countries work to restore free lunch programs following the disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic 3 years ago. This has led to rise in boys and girls receiving school meals, who present 41% of all children in all schools. And finally, in the local news, Steve Joseph, president of the Dominica Public Service Union, stated that the formation of a dependence culture has resulted in an erosion of people's values and mindset during the previous two decades. According to Joseph, as a result of this dependent society, the people's self-esteem and self-worth are dwindling, and they must bend their heads and wait in line for something they can obtain by working.
But how do you change people's mindset? That's the other challenge for all of us. I think what we've seen over the last two decades is an infiltration even of people's values and their man's mindset. We have created a more dependent society, a more mendicant society, that people are diminishing in their self-value, their self-worth. People bow their heads and they form a line to ask for menial things that they should be working for. You have even professionals coming back from overseas and have to bow and go and beg. And you have that challenge, brother. So he's correct that mindset has a lot to do with it. But it goes beyond just education. People have to begin to put a value on themselves, their self-worth, and say they will not settle for less.
DPSU President Steve Joseph. Meanwhile, General Secretary Thomas Leiter stated that the way we think as well as our actions in relation to our values and worth is generating something that will be regretted.
With the mindset that we have, with our behavior, with what we, our values, are creating something that we'll regret.
Oh, yes.
Increased poverty in the future. You see, because what is happening is that people do not have sustainable employment, okay? And we have been talking about the NEP and so on.
Yes.
By now, people have been, a lot of people should be in a position where they have a good job,
decent work,
and so on. Now, it means that their conditions are not going to improve in the future. What is it that they might have? Inheritance is going to be something of the past.
Oh.
Because you work hard, you are able to build a house, you buy a piece of land, you can pass it to your children. But if you, during your working life, you never had a decent job, what is it that you have? What is it that you can leave to anybody? And these are the things that we should be talking about.
And that was Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary Thomas Leiter. In other news, representatives from Caribbean Community CARICOM member countries convened in Barbados this week for the latest Project Steering Committee meeting of the Canada Funding Project for the Regional Advancement of Statistics in the Caribbean. Launched in 2015, Statistics Canada's Canadian Dollars 19.5 million program works to strengthen capacity of NS2 of 14 CARICOM states and regional organizations to address statistical gaps in order to improve socioeconomic metrics and promote evidence-based policies decision in the Caribbean. The FARC specific assisted improving the systems of national accounts by ensuring adherence to the international standards, improving economic statistics by working on a robust business survey infrastructure, improving social statistics by incorporating gender disaggregated socioeconomic indicators into household surveys, and encouraging statistical information and expertise sharing at the national and regional levels. The two-day Project Steering Committee meeting, co-chaired by Global Affairs Canada, Statistics Canada, and the CARICOM Secretariat, allow partners and stakeholders to report significant actions and successes from the eight-year project, as well as establish future goals. And on Thursday, an Indian lower court sentenced opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to 2 years in prison on defamation charges stemming from a 2019 speech in which he referenced to thieves as having the surname of Moody. Gandhi says he will appeal the ruling in a higher court, but any jail time or exclusion from parliament would be a setback for his Congress party ahead of the 2024 general elections, which Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party is largely anticipated to win.
Supporters of Rahul Gandhi protested on Thursday after a lower court in India sentenced the opposition leader to 2 years in jail on defamation charges. The case was over a 2019 speech in which he referred to thieves as having the surname Modi, that of the Indian Prime Minister. Gandhi will appeal against the order, but being jailed or disqualified from Parliament would strike a blow to his Congress party ahead of a 2024 general election, a vote Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party is expected to win. 52-year-old Gandhi was present in the court, which gave him bail immediately and suspended the sentence for a month. The judgment was passed by a magistrate's court in the city of Surat, in Modi's home state. The case was brought by a Gujarat lawmaker from Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party. In the speech ahead of the last general election in 2019, Gandhi referred to the Prime Minister and two fugitive Indian businessmen, all surnamed Modi, while talking about alleged high-level corruption in the country. Gandhi, a former Congress president, who's currently an influential MP, told the court his comment was not against any community. In Kolkata, Gandhi's supporters clashed with police, while dozens of opposition leaders stood in Parliament chanting slogans against the sentence. This was the reaction from the Congress party president, Malikujan Karje.
We did have an inclination about the judgment, but we have full faith in the law and judiciary, and we will fight according to the law.
Gandhi's once dominant Congress controls less than 10% of the elected seats in Parliament's lower house and lost badly to Modi's party in the last two general elections.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Academic School of Learning won Duasco's Water Week debate in competition against the Dominica State College and also captured Best Speaker on Thursday at the UWE Auditorium.
Regional and global.
National Statistical Office representative of CARICOM member states convened in Barbados this week to discuss a project for regional advancement of statistics in the Caribbean. And an Indian lower court on Thursday sentenced opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to 2 years in prison on defamation charges stemming from a 2019 speech where he referred to fees as having the surname of Moody. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q90.